So the following is a ritual and meditation for the winter solstice. You could also call it a meditation or a ritual to honor the things that we want to let go of and the things that we're creating space for. In order to do this ritual, I would invite you to make sure you have a candle and a lighter, because I am going to ask you to blow the candle out and then relight it again. A bowl of water and a pen and paper. There is an option in this ritual to burn the paper. So just making sure that you're in a well-ventilated place, that it's safe to do that. And the bowl that you're using will be metal or ceramic. If burning it is not available, you can still do this. You're just going to rip the paper up instead. So you can pause this if you need to go get those materials. And then when you're ready, just starting this up again. So find a comfortable seat. Have your candle out in front of you, everything nice and close. You might have pillows underneath your knees or blocks underneath your knees, just anything that you need. You could also lean against a wall. It's nice to have an upright spine. It just helps energy to flow, breath to flow deeper into the body. A ritual brings our body into it, and also very much the left and the right brain. It's more experiential. It's not just using our thinking mind, but also our experiencing, feeling, a more heart-centered approach. The winter solstice is a celebration of moving towards the light. So today is the very longest night of the year, the least amount of light. So very often we are lighting Christmas trees or lights or candles, many different spiritual traditions that are in the thick of winter will have some sort of way of bringing in light. It is a time to pause and reflect. And like any trauma-informed meditation or practice, I'd invite you to really do what you need here. So for some of you, you might find that you want to be focusing more on the light, the movement towards it, orienting towards what is pleasurable, what we're grateful for. And some of you might want to explore more the grief or tender sides of this. So as always, do what is best for you in this moment. You can always come back at a later time and do this again. The winter solstice invites us to pause and reflect, to turn inwards. It invites us to notice that the dark is not necessarily a scary place, but a very rich place. All of winter shows us the branches are losing their leaves, and nature is looking, if you look outside your window, probably quite barren, an emptying landscape. But deep down in the soil, underneath where we can't see it, and perhaps deep in our own hearts, are the seeds that are ready to be blooming. So even if it's feeling very dark and empty, that actually there's always seeds of hope and potential and possibility. I invite you to light a candle, or if you're not comfortable with that, you can imagine lighting a candle. You can imagine a light. So the light represents the last solar year. It represents the people and the events, the experiences you've had or had contact with over the last year. Some things have grown and some have faded away. Some things have even ended abruptly. Think about all the things, the people that you are grateful for. the moments or experience or the people that you want to keep with you, the people you love. And take a moment as you think about these experiences, these people, what you might notice in your body, where you might be feeling that. If enough thing comes to mind, you're not feeling anything in particular, don't worry about it. There's no right or wrong here. Also consider the painful aspects of this past year. Maybe what you've lost or what has changed. And just begin to notice if there's anything that you've learned from these losses. Anything that you want to keep with you. Lessons learned, space created, new possibilities that grew from letting go. You might also consider things that are still in your life that shouldn't be there anymore. Things that you might be ready to let go of. The flame represents the entirety of this year, all the challenges and all the beauty. Some things will stay steady and travel with us into the next year, and other things will not. Allowing the last year to be contained within itself and open to the possibility of change. I'll invite you to give yourself a moment, and you might even pause this recording, and write down as many things as you'd like to remember, the things that the beauty and the experiences you've had that you want to take with you, just in a simple word or phrase, and maybe some of the things that you're letting go of. Now, a ritual is meant for you. It needs to resonate with you and feel right to you. So the invitation here might be now to burn it. Burn the piece of paper, the hopes, the dreams, the things we're letting go of. Not in a way we can take what we want in our heart and leave behind what no longer serves us. But no matter what, we're releasing from this last year. And so as you burn it, you can let the ash move into the water, into the bowl, or you can tear it up into little pieces. If it feels better for you to have a list where the things you're keeping and keep that list for yourself, you can do that and you can rip up the part that no longer serves. But there is no right or wrong. Just letting what you're choosing here to fall into the water. And then as you're ready, blow out your candle, literally or in your mind's eye. Close your eyes if they aren't already and allow yourself to mourn what has been lost. Hold in your heart the people and the things that you miss. The solstice can be a time for grieving. And old losses may arise, even ones from previous years that haven't been grieved. Let yourself feel and grieve whatever arises. Grief is an aspect of love. There cannot be grief if there wasn't love. Let your love sit with your grief. side by side. Lost loves, lost selves, lost dreams, give them room. Let yourself love them. If you need more time, again, just pause the recording until you're ready to go on. And then light the candle again. This light represents hope and rebirth. As you stare into this real or imaginary light, think ahead to the next year. What do you want? What will you focus on bringing into your life? What are your hopes? What are your wishes? Take some time to really think about this. And give yourself permission to have some wild wishes, dreaming big about what it is that you truly want. Write down your wishes on a new piece of paper. Write them in simple, clear sentences. Take your time. If you need more time, then again, just pause this recording. When you're done, hold the paper close to your heart and take a moment to feel or sense these wishes for the new year. Breathe them into your heart. And again, there's choice here on what resonates with you. If you have a vision board or maybe just a place on your mirror, you might take your piece of paper. You could put it onto your board or your mirror. You could fold it up and put it in a beautiful little box, wherever you would like to keep them. Or if it serves you more, again, you can burn it. You can let it join with this last year and also creating hope and possibility for the new year. We'll have our water that we've let all of the last year and all of our hopes for the new year. Maybe we might have this bowl of water. So whatever it is that it symbolizes to you, because the ritual is not done here until we release the water. So you've decided whether you're blending it all together or you have the water from the past year, whatever it is for you. And then deciding what you would like to do. So you can either let that water run down the sink. You can wash your bowl out with soap and water and let it be clean and fresh going into the new year. Another option would be to take your water and to water your plants, maybe a tree outside, and let what was old transform into something new, to take on new life. Another beautiful thing might be to take your water, put it into a jar, and then take it to a stream or the ocean and let it go into that, merging this year just with the force of nature and the ability to transform and shift. Please do make sure to finish your ritual in a way that feels done or complete for you. And I thank you for taking this time to practice.